Hello, I'm Lodging Editor Kate Hughes. Thank you for listening to Lodging On Demand. In this episode, I spoke with Jenny Morrison, VP of Sales for Spire Hospitality, Tom Pohalos, Senior VP of Operations at Hotel Equities, and Josh Nowak, Director of Sales and Marketing at Interstate Hotels and Resorts, covering both the Lancaster County Convention Center and the Lancaster Marriott at Penn Square, about how group business has evolved due to COVID-19. So it's been 8 months since the COVID crisis hit the U.S. hotel industry, give or take, and a lot has changed. So I want to start with talking about how the meetings and events teams at your properties adjusted to the COVID crisis, not just what they did right off the bat in March, but how things have changed over the course of the last 8 months. So Jenny, why don't we start with you? What's been going on at your properties?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that flexibility has really been the critical component. And not that they weren't flexible before, but the flexibility has taken it to a new level, really. There are so many changes, so many more changes than ever with every single group that occurs due to the socially distanced events. The clients that are coming in and the brides that are coming in, you know, we've had to really try and set the expectation with them through, you know, the contracting process and helping them visualize what they're going to expect. But even so, they show up and we're, you know, running around changing tables and, you know, the location of AV and things like that. So I think that flexibility has really been the most critical component. And everybody has risen to the occasion. You know, the other thing is everybody wants to make sure that our employees and our guests are safe. So that's really our top priority. And I think everybody's really rallied around that and really focused on that.
And Tom, what about your experience? What's been different over the last 8 months and how have things changed?
No, you know, piggyback on what Jenny said, I think that's exactly right. You know, it's about flexibility, but, you know, it's about also kind of trying to reinvent the process a little bit, you know, as we have, you know, throughout all of our operations in the hotel. You know, it's building on, in, you know, what Jenny said at the end in terms of doing it safely. You know, it's, I think focusing on building consumer confidence is so important. You know, one of the ways that, you know, we're doing that kind of through, you know, sharing, you know, what we're doing, you know, with our clients, not only with the brand, you know, the brand has all their protocols, you know, we have, you know, several different brands, but also what Hotel Equities is doing. You know, we've, you know, have initiated kind of what our Health First program that talks to the customers and consumers about, you know, what we're doing to ensure their safety. It, you know, that's really, you know, obviously so important. You know, you don't want to build that comfort level with anybody that's going to use your hotel. Make sure that, you know, they feel safe and secure in coming in. But also, I think, you know, it's reimagining, you know, kind of reinventing and reimagining the meeting space to become more flexible. You know, we have, you know, just as Marriott, you know, has, you know, come up with their, you know, play packages and sending the or providing workspace for those who are kind of you know, kind of tired of, become fatigued with working at home. So you know, just trying to reimagine the space and you know, keep it safe and you know, training our teams to really comb for business in their backyards, I think, is primarily what we've been doing.
Great. And Josh, what about at your properties?
I think, you know, obviously the last 6 to 8 months, as you had mentioned, really was preparing constructively for the return of safe and successful events. You know, especially when we were talking about anywhere events from 5 to 5,000 people. And so the theme really has been more so now than ever is collaboration and communication, because things just change All the time, not just from a federal standpoint, but locally, and all the ordinances that you need to follow, for sure. And really, it's all about just reassuring the customer that they can have a safe and successful event. It may look a little bit different, and we'll continue to exercise agility and make sure that it's still a impactful event, but it just may look a little bit differently. And so we, again, have been on the same kind of theme that Ginny and Tom just mentioned, talking about our reinforcement of our safety protocols. And in a lot of cases, specifically here at the Lancaster Marriott and Convention Center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we went as far as to get a GBAC star accreditation, which helps, as we were kind of talking a little bit before, about building some consumer confidence that we're prepared for when they're prepared to return.
So let's keep going with you, Josh. Are things better now than they were in March and April? And how are you adjusting now that cases are spiking again?
Yeah, well, I think in March and April, no one was 100% sure what we were dealing with. And we're still learning for sure. But I think now we feel there's greater opportunity for the industry as we head into the new year. And you know, we've been receiving some positive news about vaccines and things like that. So I think we feel like at least we're striving towards things. And we have been having a lot of smaller meetings, but really the key is, you know, when we specifically see the return of the larger scale events, and when those do happen, you know, how do we, how do they look for sure?
And Ginny, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think things have definitely improved since that March and April time period. I mean, the amount of cancellations that our teams were focused on and really using their time renegotiating and pushing and rebooking, you know, really didn't lead to a lot of positive booking activity. So in October, we actually saw the first positive booking trends. You know, we booked more than we canceled. So that was a pretty exciting thing to see. But we're seeing, you know, small meetings, lots of weddings, sports groups. We're seeing future booking activities. And yeah, the restrictions and the areas that we have restrictions are more strict restrictions, because we've got hotels all over the country, have slower and smaller lead volume, but there still are opportunities, and we are, you know, definitely seeing, you know, positive activity in a lot of different segments.
And Tom, what about you? Where are you seeing business coming from right now?
Yeah, same. I mean, similar to what everybody's saying, but, you know, really our destination drive markets, you know, are much stronger. You know, they're kind of families and getaways and, you know, seeing some, you know, a little bit of smurf business even, you know, where, you know, it can be done, you know, kind of safely. For example, our beach locations, you know, ironically enough, have been doing you know, really well, you know, through the process. We have a couple of hotels that are actually, you know, exceeding last year's, you know, 2019's numbers through the fall. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, with a lot of homeschooling and you know, work from home, you know, people have a little bit more flexibility and, you know, in those segments, you know, those the kind of the smurf segments to kind of, you know, still kind of take their families away, kind of meet up with the rest of their families. So that's where we've had the most success. You know, we in our extended stay hotels, you know, obviously, and it's just, you know, same trend as it is across the country, where extended stay seems to be a little bit stronger. You know, some small meetings, you know, in those hotels with companies that are they're trying to get back into travel. I've seen, like everybody has said, I've seen steady improvement since March and April. And even though, you know, with this most recent outbreak, we really haven't seen a tremendous decline. You know, we're cautiously, you know, optimistic and are watching kind of the trends. It's going to be skewed a little bit with just kind of what's coming up with, you know, the holiday travel and you know, typically, obviously, this is a time of year, regardless of a pandemic or not, where things seem to slow down. So we're, you know, we're watching kind of how that impacts our overall business over the next couple of months and into the first part of the year. But as Josh said, you know, kind of excited about, you know, the possibility of vaccines maybe helping to keep the first quarter a little stronger.
Are your sales teams actively looking for group business? Or is it kind of you're taking what comes? Or how are you managing that?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be out there looking for group business. And it's more, you know, kind of, I think, you know, back to the basics, hate to kind of use that cliche, but, you know, kind of combing your backyard and seeing. But, you know, there's some of the group business that, you know, we're focused on. You know, Jenny touched on some of it is, or a lot of it actually is, you know, the sports teams and concert events and, you know, wedding, you know, business. There's a lot of, you know, there's some pent-up demand there, you know, certainly from that standpoint of folks that have kind of canceled or put their plans on hold that are, you know, optimistic that, you know, by the at least the second half of 21, we'll see, you know, an opportunity for some of those segments to return. So we are seeing, and even in some smaller pockets, you know, some convention business that's planning to move ahead with their conferences for you know, for the latter part or second half of 21. So absolutely, you've got to be out there looking for group business right now. Can't wait for it to come to you. You've got to be aggressive in going out and getting it because it's so competitive.
So Jenny, have you been finding the same thing? Where are your teams looking for new group business, or are they returning to some wells that they were using in 2019?
Yeah, I'll tell you, our teams have never stopped looking for business. Our mantra has been every single room matters. We've had really ongoing engagement with our top accounts from the very beginning, just really wellness checks. You know, now, you know, we're sending them videos, video messages, or FaceTiming them so they can see, you know, some of our socially distanced meeting setups. We're leveraging our front desk quite a bit, who have really been a great team member in understanding, helping us understand who's traveling and why, so we can follow up on those trends. And we're targeting industries that are traveling now, like medical, government, logistics companies. There's been quite a bit of cargo air activity. The entertainment industry, we're seeing production company business in some of our hotels. And like I'd mentioned before, sports, pro and college are definitely traveling. And I really think like the production and the sports events have really figured out, you know, what's going to be important in the future for groups and for our industry to really bounce back. And that's the rapid testing process that they have in place. And, you know, I think they've had really good success with identifying when somebody does have a problem, isolating them, and then continuing their program. But we've just, you know, we've really focused on constant engagement and really looking for business the same way we ever did, through Nolan, through Agency 360, but really understanding the trends of who's traveling right now, because it is a short-term game right now, and we have long-term, you know, bookings that are happening, but you know, we need to really, really shore up our business right now. We've actually developed a program too, called Meet, that is a guarantee for our meeting planners and weddings that if there is a problem, or, you know, with the restrictions, that they can get out of their contract or have no cancellation attrition fees. So that's really helped close business and just build confidence with the flexibility of those booking terms.
And Josh, what about at your hotels? Where are you guys looking?
No, absolutely. I think it's more important now than ever to continue to, you know, prospect for business. We're certainly in the window now for bookings in 22, 23, and 24 in convention hotels. So, you know, and the composition of that business hasn't really necessarily changed, but we want to be, you know, front and center as we return to business. But yeah, I mean, it is critical to keep an eye on that future pace. I know we can be hypersensitive just about the next month and next quarter, but you really have to be long-term planning as well. So while it's difficult to high five, or I guess now elbow bump about a booking in 23, it's just more important now than ever. And so really what we've been doing to prospective guests, I mean, our team is equipped with new ways to engage them. So, you know, whether it be new diagramming software that shows them, you know, custom floor plans or virtual tours and videos and things like that. So that's here now, right? That's not coming in the future. And that's how we'll continue to engage guests.
Ginny, what impact do you see a vaccine having on meetings and groups?
I think that will have a very positive impact. And I just saw on GBTA's blog yesterday that 50% of most corporate employees are willing to travel today. So I think that the remaining 50% needs probably a little bit more assurance about their safety. And that whole duty of care component and making sure your employees are safe is a big weight on people and people in charge of putting these meetings together. So I think a vaccine will be important. I think rapid testing that is, you know, that we're confident in will be very helpful as well.
Josh, do you think the same thing?
I mean, on a macro level, I don't think we ever had any promising news as it pertained to a vaccine until really this point. So now I think we have something more concrete to plan around. And it's, I think it's a significant step in, you know, welcoming back face-to-face events. But there'll be components of the events, I think, at least for a period of time that will remain the same. Whether it's kind of mask wearing or the way we're seated or how we're packaging food and things like that. But, you know, I think now more than ever, at least there's a little bit of clarity that we can work towards, which we necessarily didn't have in March and April.
Tom, what's the vaccine news? How's that been making you approach this whole crisis?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting, you know, the stats that Ginny quoted, it's interesting, and I find the same thing is that, you know, you hear the same thing that, you know, it's interesting how many people are comfortable in traveling today, even with, you know, if you watch, you know, the news, you know, this is, you know, a critical time in our country, you know, regarding the, you know, the resurgence of the virus, you know, but I think that people, even still, despite that, have some of, you know, with half the country having confidence in travel, you know, tells me that, you know, the airlines and the hotel and the travel industry has really put in the protocols that make, you know, that create that confidence. So I think, you know, for the rest, you know, this vaccine certainly absolutely will help. I think it's going to take a little time, honestly. I mean, you know, with, you know, the vaccines becoming available, you know, sometime in December and, you know, into, you know, and then how it's distributed and how, you know, it's going to take several months, you know, into 2021, at least the first quarter, you know, for, I think, for this to settle down a little bit. So I think we look at it as, you know, the back half of the year, again, is going to, you know, have a lot of pent-up demand. You know, we're absolutely optimistic and going to be going after, you know, those businesses and those groups that, you know, start to come back. But vaccine is absolutely the best news that any of us can have. And I do think, you know, into late Q1 into early Q2, in my opinion, is when we're going to start to see a little bit of return of the rest of the, you know, the other half, if you will, you know, in terms of confidence in booking meetings.
So my last question for all of you is, what advice do you have for hotels looking to drum up business at this time? Because it's still, despite the signs of recovery, there are still outbreaks, numbers are still spiking, and it's still a very, very difficult situation. So, Tom, why don't you start? What advice do you have for someone looking to build this?
It's going to sound cliche, Kate. Really is really have to be creative and think outside of the box and try to reinvent maybe some group business and or look for ways to use your space creatively. Again, like some of the brands are doing in terms of offering guest rooms. For individuals, but in the meeting space, looking for business that's, that has a stronger potential to book. And I think it's really, you've got more success in combing kind of your backyard and looking for local group business, trying to get, what you can. I think there's going to be, a little bit of a pent-up demand for some Smurf business. So really, just being aggressive, creative, and getting out there, pulling out the old playbooks, and doing whatever you can to make sure that you're hitting every possible segment that you can.
Ginny, what about you? What advice do you have?
Well, I have a couple of years of experience, so I'm just gonna say that some of these things people have probably heard me say for years, but we've got to fish where the fish are. There's just less of those fish right now, so we've got to really stick to the basics. I think as Tom and Josh have mentioned, we've got to really be the first to respond to leads and just do the things that we have a harder time doing now that we've got a smaller office. So we've really been trying to leverage email campaigns and digital marketing campaigns and layering that in to try and target interest with people. I think, we just have to clearly communicate what the new normal is, because I think that really builds confidence with the end user that you really know what you're doing. I mean, we've had clients come and really check out our hotel probably more than ever just to make sure our employees are wearing masks, that there really are sanitation stations. How are we set up for the socially distancing, check-ins? So we have to build confidence and continue to build confidence. And at the end of the day, we've got to be super persistent. So we've got to continue to make all the calls we've ever made and more, because at some point, the business is going to come back to normal levels. We've got to be top of mind with the people that are ready to book and ready to do business again.
And then, Josh, why don't you bring us home? What other advice would you have?
Yeah, I mean, Tom kept making a couple of references about using cliches, and so I'll use one too, I guess. Yeah, I think number one is just have to remain relentlessly positive. From our employees to our guests to meeting planners about our ability and all the steps that we have taken to safely, reopen events. And, doing them is one thing, right? It's terrific, but communicating to them how you're doing it and what you're doing is the second thing. And so that really is a big factor moving forward. And obviously that the 3 to 4 hour drive-in for attendees to events and meetings and conferences and conventions are obviously a really important target. I think the other side of it is, showing them the ability that you can do hybrid formats. I think that's a differentiator for sure, how you would do that for people that are still uncomfortable. And then lastly, I think, which, talking a little bit about your destination and not just the four walls of your of a facility, is how do we show customers that there's year-round dining options or there's outdoor activities and how's the walkability of, an event destination? I think just thinking a little bit differently to what the needs of an event are versus just the dates, rates, and availability. And I think collaboration, as we started the conversation, is more critical than ever, because you know, things change. And I think the customers understand things are changing on our side, but they more now than ever want to feel like they are truly a partner, and continue to, you know, work with them on clauses and contracts that make it a little more accessible.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for making time today, and hopefully we'll all be able to meet in person soon.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Good meeting you, Jenny, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you want more content like this, please subscribe to our channel. Or you can listen to Lodging on Demand as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.